October 17, Matthew 8, 5 to 13. I am not worthy. Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Matthew 8, 10. The centurion did not question the Savior's power. He had not seen the Savior, but the reports he heard had inspired him with faith. In the teaching of Christ, as it had been reported to him, he found that which met the need of the soul. All that was spiritual within him responded to the Savior's words, but he felt unworthy to come into the presence of Jesus, and he appealed to the Jewish elders to make request for the healing of his servant. On the way to the centurion's home, Jesus receives a message from the officer himself. Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Still the Savior keeps on his way, and the centurion comes in person to complete the message, saying, Neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. As thou hast believed, Christ said, So be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. The Jewish elders had commended the centurion to Christ because of the favor he had shown to our nation. He is worthy, they said, for he hath built us a synagogue. But the centurion said of himself, I am not worthy. His heart had been touched by the grace of Christ. He saw his own unworthiness, yet he feared not to ask help. He trusted not to his own goodness. His argument was his great need. His faith took hold upon Christ in his true character. He did not believe in him merely as a worker of miracles, but as the friend and Savior of mankind. It is thus that every sinner may come to Christ. Renouncing all self-dependence, we may look to the cross of Calvary and say, In my hand no price I bring, simply to thy cross I cling.